Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for today's message is from today's gospel, especially where it says, Martha was busy doing all the work that had to be done, and Martha went in and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are getting worried and upset about too many things. Only one thing is important. Mary has made the right choice, and it shall never be taken away from her. So far the text. Dear friends in Christ, so in California, every morning I took the dog out for a walk, usually around 5 o'clock in the morning, and saw a lot of wildlife. Now, basically, I saw three animals. I saw skunks and rabbits and coyotes. Now, you'd think here, you know, where I live in Albany, you'd see a lot more of those things, but it's just not true. I mean, there's so much more of this wildlife when I'm in, you know, suburban Southern California. And I saw skunks. I saw two of those. One was at a school, and I was like 50 yards away, and he still had his tail up already, you know, just looking for me and stomping his feet and everything. The last one I saw was Friday morning at 2:30 when I was packing our minivan, and it was underneath the car. That was close, okay? I might not have made it here for Sunday if that thing had unloaded on me. So I saw those. I saw a few coyotes, about six. The difference is I see coyotes occasionally here in Albany, but the ones in Southern California are just a lot healthier, okay? And you can see the reason why, because the entire neighborhood is just littered with rabbits. There's rabbits everywhere. And as I was walking the dog one day, I was thinking, well, what if I took the dog off the leash and let him go for these rabbits? Because the rabbits are, I mean, they just sit there on the sidewalk waiting for my dog, you know, trying to get me to dislocate my shoulder, I guess. And I said, what if I took him off the leash? Could he catch a rabbit like, obviously, these coyotes do? And I said, no. Now, he's big enough, strong enough, and fast enough to catch him, but he'd be working alone. All the coyotes I saw were like in groups of two or three, and they worked together. And another thing is, the difference between the coyotes and my dog is easily distracted. So, for example, I'm walking down the sidewalk about 5 in the morning, and he can see a rabbit, you know, about 2 yards ahead on the right. And so he starts that thing, he gets down low, you know, and starts creeping like a cougar, as if the rabbit isn't looking right at him, you know. And so we get close enough where I think he's going to make a dive for the rabbit, and all of a sudden I hear a sound to the left of me, about 6 inches from my feet, and there's a rabbit right there. Dog walked right past it, and he took off. Of course, then my dog took off for that one, which meant that one stopped, and they went took off that. He's just boom, 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 which is a lot of fun for me, you know, on the other end of the leash. But you see, he's easily distracted, so he's never going to catch these rabbits. When we're distracted, it can turn us into all kinds of problems. It's very evident in our text that's exactly what's happening to Martha. She is distracted with a lot of serving, but I think she's distracted about some other things as well that are much more distracting. Now, Martha, of the two sisters, was, I think, the eldest because it mentions that Martha was the one who invited Jesus and the disciples into her home, and that kind of shows that she's the eldest. She also is kind of the female equivalent of Peter in the New Testament. You know how Peter just is always shooting off his mouth, you know, and just says things very strongly where he should probably be quiet? Martha does the exact same thing. So here we have the scene. Jesus is teaching. Mary, I'm sure who usually helps cook, okay, is not in this case. She's sitting at the feet of Jesus listening to him teach, and Martha's doing all the cooking. So Jesus is at Jesus' feet. I mean, Mary is at Jesus' feet, and Martha is angry at Jesus. To show how angry, she believes Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior of the world, and she yells at him. Would you yell at the Savior of the world? I don't know if I would, but she does. She yells at him and orders him to order Mary to help her. That's how angry she is. Now, the distraction can certainly be part of, come from the cooking and all the preparation she had to do. At very least, she's cooking for 16 people, and there's usually more disciples around Jesus than 16, but just say 16 people. It's 2,000 years ago. No gas stove, no electric stove, no refrigeration, no freezers, nothing. Everything has to be made from scratch and immediately, and she has to do it all. And that's hard enough. but there are 16 of them. And what makes it even harder is she's doing it all by herself. And she gets mad. What I think was most distracting, though, for her was Mary distracted her and Martha distracted herself. And we can put it in a negative and common positive statement. Negative statement, Mary is not helping me. Positive statement, I have to do everything myself. You ever had that feeling in your house? You have to do everything yourself? My first or second year maybe in the ministry in southern Minnesota, the fall pastoral conference was at Mankato, Minnesota, as it always is. And so all my friends came down from, all my pastor friends that I went to school with from Minnesota and Wisconsin. So there were about 12 of us. And these 12 all came together, and after the conference, the first part of the conference, we stopped at a grocery store, and they helped pay for everything, all the food. That's the last time they ever helped. All right. So we brought it all back, and that night we had a big meal, and guess who had to cook the whole thing? Well, it was brats and sauerkraut, so I found myself basting and braising all this salted pork to mix with the sauerkraut, cooking the sauerkraut. I'm already sweating because of that. Then I have to boil all the brats in beer and butter and onions. If you want my secret recipe, just let me know. And then you have to let that rest for a while, and then I had to put them all on the grill. Now, this is 12 guys. These are not guys that eat half a brat and call it a day, okay? There's a lot of brats in this grill, and a lot of fire, and a lot of heat, and I'm sweating, and I've got smoke in my eyes, and I'm upset. And I'm upset because no one's helping. And I was really distracted for the two same reasons as Martha. Negative comment. None of these people are helping, and they didn't even offer to help. And secondly, I have to do it all. Well, Jesus confronts Martha. And if you look at a real accurate translation, it says that Jesus says, Martha chose the better way. In other words, Jesus didn't say she chose the only way. She says she chose what is better. And so what is the better way that Mary chose? Discipleship. Discipleship that comes from hearing God's word coming from God's own mouth in that example with Jesus in Lazarus' house. Discipleship that begins and is maintained and grows from hearing God's word. Now, one really big mistake we tend to make about discipleship is thinking, well, if I serve God and if I serve one another, now I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. That's partially true. But that's certainly not how it starts. Mainly, discipleship is not serving. Discipleship, first and foremost, is being served. Now, I think the key to this passage is Martha was so distracted, she didn't seem to realize that when you cook things, you don't have to use your ears, thank goodness, right? So she could have been receiving everything Jesus had said if she had simply listened. And I think she learned that lesson. And I did all those years ago in southern Minnesota. Because as mad as I was, I started to hear things. Right? I heard the laughter. I heard the old stories that we all had. I saw the friendship, and I experienced the joy of the entire thing. It wasn't about me. It was about us. And I wasn't catering the party. I was part of the party. You see, discipleship is an important thing, an important, very important part of serving God and one another. But we have to understand, first and foremost, it is being served. It is hearing God's word, where he says, listen to me and follow me. And it is receiving the blessing, as we are going to today, of his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Then we receive his love and his forgiveness and his grace. And then, as we are today, we are blessed to be able to serve God and one another, not just any way and not just in an angry way, but in a joyful way. I pray that the Lord bless us as we do that today. In Jesus' name, amen.